So if we're stuck in the simulation, we might as well learn how to hack the simulation, right? For your advantage. Because this place was made for you. You weren't made for it. It was made for you. Mother Earth was made for you to sustain your physical body. You know it's not real because there's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. It's going to be renovated. You're going to be transformed from your natural body to a spiritual body. You can see the angels come down and just appear out of nowhere. The supernatural appears out of nothing. This is just a cartoon land, I promise you. Now, the problem with hacking it, you better make sure your heart's right. That's the only problem with trying to hack the simulation. If your heart ain't right, it can get yourself in trouble because there's a multitude of things here. So it's not in a man's way to direct his own steps. So if God is not leading you to hack the matrix, don't do it. You see the two witnesses calling down fire. You see Elijah, when they were mocking him, he said something or did something, and a bear came out of the woods and attacked those teenagers for mocking him. You see so many different kinds of miracles in the Bible. So it's all about your calling. It's all about your heart. It's all about God's program, God's will. So why would you hack the simulation? Well, why are you here? You're here to win souls. You're here to be healthy, wealthy, and wise, right? Wealth is not really you're already wealthy. If you've got your health, you're wealthy. If you've got your sound mind, you're wealthy. You're here to be wise as serpents, gentle as doves, win some souls, right? But while you're trying to win souls, why not hack the matrix and get out of debt and get psychologically well and see all the games of the snakes and the narcissists and the psychopaths? You can actually see them by their words. Their words reveal everything. They don't even know it. And that's what I'm talking about. You can hack the matrix because you can see an agent a mile away. They're not used to you knowing your Bible. All you have to do is go to Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 22. You can see what the fruit of the Spirit is. You can see what the works of the flesh. And you can actually see how the flesh spirals downward. You can actually see when somebody's trying to pull you down with them into all kinds of grossness of the flesh. And eventually it leads to murder. And you can look at the anti. So in verse 22, you can see walking in the Spirit. You can look at the opposite of that and see what they are. They're running on a program. The flesh mind is a program. You know their insecurities, you know their fears, you know their doubts, you know their worries, you know their win-lose mindset. Instead of a win-win, they think in win-lose. You know everything about them because it's the flesh mind, and all you have to do is meditate on what the flesh mind is. Pride, arrogance, selfishness. It's all about me, Wally Cody. Gluttony, fighting, anger. Look at me, selfish. You know the flesh mind because it's a program. It's not even real. So there's different ways you can hack the matrix. One way is to learn their system and get out of debt. Another way is to learn their system to avoid the narcissist. Right in front of me is this truck. It says spray foam genie. It's got a genie on the back. And I'm sitting here talking about hacking the matrix and calling down fire and all that stuff. They don't want you to hack the matrix because they want you to stay a slave. The magician priest class plays all these little games to make you think you're a slave when you're really free. And the saints should be the true priest class, and that's what they try to distract you with. See, as you rise up and see through this thing, see through this game. You know it's a simulation because every year it gets hot, it gets cold, there's spring, there's fall, there's cold, and there's hot. Just keeps repeating. You know it's a simulation because it rains, and the sunshine, it gets dark at night, and then the sun comes up. It's just a repeat. And you know it's deja vu because if it wasn't deja vu, you couldn't function. Everything has to be deja vu. Once you learn how this system works, it's seen that one before. Oh, seen that Jezebel. Oh, seen that Delilah. Oh, I seen that. Fake food before. Oh, when I eat that, I feel bad. When I eat this, I feel good. Oh, when I talk to this person, I sense that they're part of the hive mind. Oh, when I talk to this person, they're spirit filled. Oh, when I see this guy driving down the road, I can see he's selfish. He's going to kill somebody. It's all about him. He just cut through. He just cut through in front of people. And it's all about him. He's selfish. So part of the way to keep your heart right is to know that everything that you do affects other people. And when you look at another person, that's per the sun. Every person is per the sun. This should be going across the whole world, but it's so radical that it would destroy the whole system. Because if you understand what I'm telling you, the word per, it means through or by. Through Jesus is all things. And every person is per the sun. It's right there in the word. I don't know why that's not going viral yet. I guess because it would break the whole matrix and people have like a, they think they're their own person, right? They don't think they're from a creator in the image of Jesus. Jesus is the archetype of all things in this creation. He holds it all together. In him we live and breathe and have our being. Jesus is the person that is the fractal archetype of all people. Per sun, per the sun. And so everything that you do is held together by Jesus. Going down the highway, gravity. This whole thing was written. What is gravity? It's taking you to the grave. Gravity is because of sin, the flesh. The flesh body is nothing but sin. You see that in Romans 7. Who can rescue me from this body of sin? Jesus, thank God. There's therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. The same spirit that raised Jesus from dead will quicken your mortal bodies. Everything in front of you is a cycle program. It's all repeating. Everything that you say has already been said. Before the foundation of the world, it's written. You think you have something new, you don't have anything new. So how do you hack the program? How do you hack the simulation? Get your heart right. Love your neighbors yourself. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Submit to a crazy boss if you got one. Or a crazy corporation, or a crazy system, or if it's a woman and you got a crazy spouse, submit until you can't submit no more. But watch God change the king's heart, you know. I promise you, most people are running on a program. This place is malleable. If it's a construct, it's malleable. But when you try to change it or move it or shift it or whatever, you better make sure you don't know what you're doing. Because you see what happens to the witches. They get all bent and bent out of shape. Their body gets all deformed because they messed with the structure of the archetypical system. Look at the devil and his demons. If you look up pictures of demons, they're all bent. They're trying to manipulate the simulation for their advantage instead of for souls, right? They're trying to steal, kill, and destroy instead of trying to build up, you know. It's a system where God is using this matrix to build up the body of Christ. It's all designed to yank some people out of the flesh mind into the spirit mind and then build up the body of Christ. To build the body of Christ. And the demons are trying to destroy the body of Christ. They're trying to confuse the body of Christ, but there's no confusion in Christ. The Holy Spirit has no confusion. They'll even bring doubt. When you see something, you tell one of them something, say, this is just a repeat of this. They'll try to gaslight you and say, no, it ain't. This place is not a simulation. This place is real. You're imagining that. I didn't say that. They're trying to gaslight you. Yeah, it came out of your mouth, so you had to say it. You misunderstood me. No, I didn't. I cut off the program and I cut off the noise and the TV. I'm in meditation all the time. I didn't imagine that. Long story short, if God is leading you to do something, be confident, believe that it can be done by faith. If God is slowing you down, slow down. But this whole thing, let's say you learn to hack the simulation. Let's say you learn that. Still about your heart. You're still down here in it. You're not in it, but you are in it because you're seated in the heavenlies and you're walking down here at the same time. So you're multidimensional. And so the fact that you're multidimensional and the flesh creature is just one dimension in the 3D experience, you're in 5D and 3D at the same time. So when you're talking to these people, you learn body language, right? Study body language for a couple of years. You learn micro expressions. You learn body language. So while you're talking to these people, read their mind via their body language. Look who they hang out with. Birds of a feather flock together. Pay attention to the big picture. Think about longevity. Don't think about the short game. Think about the long game. You know you're going to need tires. You know you're going to need a new battery. You already know that you need a routine. You need to work on your health. You already know that. You already know everything. You just don't think you know everything because the system trying to make you think you don't know everything. It's already there. The good thing about the internet is the internet showed us that there's knowledge at your fingertips, and it's always been there. You just had to take the time to look for it. It's wild as technology. Think about this. As technology, I wondered why the line was so slow up here, and it's because there's a policeman up here in the front of the line. He's from a different county, the town of Anger. Anyway, I shouldn't have stopped talking because I lost my train of thought. Let me put this on pause. So I roll back the clock. So as technology increased, we lose time. I mean, it seems like the more technology, the less time we have to sit and meditate, right? Should be the other way around. But that just goes to show you, man is creating his own trap, his own little bubble, fake reality bubble. with technology, you're supposed to have more free time. But it's stealing your time. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. The magician priest class is trying to put you in a little box. Smaller and smaller boxes. So if you're here and you decide to hack the matrix, you better make sure your heart's right. Because if your heart ain't right, and I'm not talking about manipulating people, I'm talking about letting God work it out for you. You know that the matrix tries to, you've seen it with all the Jezebels around you. They're always trying to flip their hair and do something with their body and their hair and their whatever they're doing to get your attention, to pull you off game, right? You already know that. That's common knowledge now. It's really, and they don't, and when they're a certain, when they hit 50 or 60 and they're still doing it, what's up with that? It's all just a trap. You know it's a trap. It's a trap. They don't love you. They don't even know what love is. All their life they've been living in delusion land. Try to have a conversation with Jezebel. You can't do it. There's nothing in there. It's all about sex. It's all about outward show. It's all about image. It's all about flattery. It's all about gaslighting. It's all about future faking. It's not even real. There's nothing in there. There's nothing in there. They're just slaves to the system. I'm not saying it's their fault. The system wanted them to be a slave. The system wanted them just to reproduce and have a bunch of baby daddies. That's what the system wants. The system wants them to be ignorant and dumb and stupid and one-dimensional. It's all a program. The system, you know, but also at the same time, you get the desires of your heart. If they're just stuck, they don't want God, they're not seeking God, they're going to stay in that program because that's all they know. Think about it. If you're not seeking God, how are you going to step out of the flesh mind into the spirit mind? Never. You'll never escape the repeat simulated training program. You'll be stuck in it forever. And when the rapture takes place, everybody who's left behind, they end up in the tribulation period, and they're all tied to the hive, and they're all saying and repeating what the hive tells them to say. That's the whole goal of this whole place, is to create a hive. During the pandemic, it was just a test, see how many people are in the hive. And look what happened when Trump, 70% of the population probably voted for Trump, and the whole hive, everything shifted. Wile E. Coyote, Bill Gates, destroyed themselves. And the born-again Christians, we already knew what was going to happen. We saw what happened to Hitler. We saw what happened to the Democrat Hitler. Hitler was a Democrat. He was a socialist Democrat. We saw what happened to Jezebel. She was thrown out the window. They destroy themselves. Wile E. Coyote, chasing the spirit mind, destroys himself. I remember when the average man who was building making a living just building decks, right? They passed some law or did something, and all the carpenters said, I can't even make a living now. So they found other ways to make a living. And they took over. They adapted and took over. Because think about it. The Bill Gates of the world wouldn't lift a finger. The Bill Gates of the world wouldn't lift a finger like a hammer or a screwdriver. You already know their game. If you already know their game, you can prepare, which means pre-cut. You can pre-write, pre-cut. What do you think prepare is? You prepare to go on a trip. You prepare to go to the beach. You're planning, you're writing a script for your trip. You prepare your clothes for work tomorrow. I promise you it's a simulation. Otherwise, mankind would destroy the universe. Jesus has to come back to destroy those that would destroy the earth. It's a birthing system. And Jesus being the Father, the image of God the Father. When you see Jesus, you see the Father, embodiment. And so God the Father has to stop flesh-minded man from destroying the simulation, destroying the earth. If man can destroy the earth, then it's a sim. And God is not going to put you in the real stuff until you're ready. He's going to test you through the simulation to see where your heart is, you know, to see what role you're going to play in the next life, you know. Can you embody a new script down here? Are you stuck in your bloodline? Are you stuck in the old paradigms? Are you letting somebody else project an identity on you that's not even you? Do you get your identity on in anything down here? If you do, you're in delusion. If you get your identity in anything down here, you're in delusion. I'm a doctor. I'm a nurse. I'm a carpenter. I'm a lawyer. Are you? I'm a redneck. I'm a hood rat. I'm a yuppie. Are you? I'm a Ford man. I'm a Chevrolet man. Are you? I get my identity out of my tools. I get my identity out of my house. Really? What happens when the floods take your house out? Trip. You're going to rise up in a system that's a dead system? You want to be seen by a bunch of people or just dead people? Early on in the conversation, I said, the same spirit that raised Jesus from dead will quicken your mortal bodies. Mortal. What does that mean? Dead. Mortal bodies. Welcome to the real world, Neo. Just a show. What was his name? Bill Hicks. Said it's just a show. It's just a show.